Now, we're going to have the reading from the Bible. We've been watching these wonderful readings have been recorded for us. It'll be up on the screen now. Thank you.
Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today."
Great listening, boys and girls and parents and friends. It's lovely to be with you today. I was going to try my glasses, but it may be a bit harder. To be honest, being an FBI agent and wearing a yellow T-shirt at the same time kind of loses the effect somewhat, so I'm going to take the glasses off. Well, today in our true story from the Bible, we're going to see, as QR said to us, what the biggest need that we possibly have is going to be. And I wonder whether you can spot it, boys and girls, mums and dads, carers and friends, in our Bible passage. Now, if you'd like to follow on with our Bible passage, we've got some Bibles around the place, and it's on page 1032 in these turquoise Bibles. They're around the place. You might want to find one. It's quite useful to have it open as we look at the Bible together. Just for a few minutes, you've listened so well, and I won't take more of your time, but just a few minutes looking at God's Word together. And we're going to see this. We've had some training as to what we really, really need. But what do we need most of all? That's the big message of Luke chapter 5. And we're going to read it out. And we're going to follow what God has to say in our Bible passage. So this is Luke chapter 5, verse 17. One day Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and from Jerusalem. Now, we saw on the map that they had come from everywhere. Now, I don't know if you knew this, boys and girls, but lots of people wanted to see Jesus when he came. Lots of people were amazed at what he said, and they were amazed at what he did, and he did so much good. But do you know what? There were some people who didn't like Jesus and who spied on Jesus. I like to think of these Pharisees and teachers of the law as sneaky spies spying on Jesus. So if you've got your sunglasses, some of you may have bought some sunglasses, you might have put these on. Whenever I talk about the Pharisees, you can put your sneaky specs on, because they spied on Jesus. They'd travelled a long, 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 long way to see what Jesus was doing. They did not like Jesus. They wanted to catch Jesus out. They wanted to get rid of him. Very suspicious, these sneaky Pharisees. Well, listen to the Bible. Let's see what happens. So verse 17 in our Bible passages, "And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal those who were sick." You see, people wanted to be healed. They were amazed by Jesus. "Some men came and carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay before Jesus." Now, we need to set the scene for this amazing story. I don't know if you've ever been somewhere really, really crowded. Has anyone ever been somewhere really, really crowded? Maybe you can think of a place you went to really, really crowded. Maybe Highfield Church on a Sunday morning. It's pretty crowded here, isn't it? Maybe you've been to the Principality Stadium and it's really, really crowded. Maybe you've been to a big shopping centre and it's really, really crowded. Maybe a birthday party at someone's house, you've all squeezed in. Maybe it's going to be really crowded when you start at school. Well, it was really, really crowded in this house where people wanted to see Jesus and listen to Jesus. And we know there was no room in the house because there was one person in particular who wanted to see Jesus. Let's remind ourselves in our passage again. It says, some men carrying a paralyzed man on a mat tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus, but they couldn't bring him in. Now, I wonder whether there's a paralyzed man anywhere around here who's going to try and come and see us here today, because let's have a little look around. Oh, let's see whether there's any way into this space. Do you want to come on up? Now, I was once in a church building where a bit of roof crumbled down from the top, and I wonder whether that's going to happen now. Look, here's a bit of, well, some things are crumbling out. I don't know what's going to happen now. I was once in a church service where there was some crumbling on the roof, but it wasn't this which was going on. And shall we see what happened in our Bible story? Just as Jesus was teaching, a mat came up all the way down. It came above everyone. Everyone could see this mat. And there the mat came. It was lowered down before Jesus. It was lowered down. A poor, paralyzed man who couldn't move. Yeah, there you go. Now, do you know what, boys and girls? It's really, really sad to be a paralyzed man or woman, someone who can't walk around. Today, we have things called wheelchairs, and we have lifts, and we have our government provides money and care for people who are in physical need. But in Bible times, there was nothing for you. You very often lived on your own. You had to beg for food. You had to beg for money. Very often people wouldn't want to marry you. And so you rarely had friends. Now, amazingly, this man in our story does have some friends who have done the kindest thing that you can possibly do for anyone. Do you want the kindest thing you can do for your friend? And that's bring them to Jesus. And that's what this man's friends did. They broke a hole in the roof and they lowered the mat down and the man met Jesus. Now, if you were there at Bible times, you would have seen this happen and you would have thought, if this man has a need, what is his need? He has an enormous need. Do you know what his need is? Everyone would know. His need is to walk. Do you want to walk, young man? You would like to walk. He would love to walk. He'd love to run. He would love to be able to have a job and to earn some money. And everyone knows that his biggest need is to be well. But Jesus tells us something amazing in our Bible passage. And he tells us something. You know how we did an experiment with QR a moment ago? Now, QR, you've got some more things you could give us. You gave us some questions to ask, didn't you? What did you... You showed us two different kinds of things. Now, you've got two different things that you could give us. What could you give us, QR? You could give us forgiveness, or you could give us perfect health. Now, okay. Next slide, please. Forgiveness or perfect health. Now, lots of us think we want perfect health. We want to live our lives happy, healthy, no sadness, no tears. But do you know what? In our passage, Jesus is going to tell us that the more important thing, the most important thing that you or I or any of us can have is forgiveness. That's the most important thing that you or I or any of us can have is forgiveness. And we're going to see that from our Bible story now. So let's have a look down. You know, boys and girls, the older we get, our bodies get a bit weak. I hate to tell you, the older you get, your body's going to start aching and creaking and maybe your hair's going to fall out or start growing out of the wrong places. And you're going to feel a bit tired and a bit weary. But do you know what? God is really concerned about not what goes on the outside of us, but on the inside of us. In our Bible passage, if you've got your Bibles open, there's something really interesting. In Luke chapter 5, just before our passage, has anyone got it there? Anyone look to Luke chapter 5? Let me show you this really interesting verse. We read it just before our passage. It's verses 15 and 16. This is what we read. We read, the news about Jesus spread all the more so that crowds of people came to hear and to be healed of their illnesses. So loads of people wanted to see Jesus. Loads of people wanted to be healed by Jesus. And Jesus could have spent all his time healing, all his time helping people. But do you know what this passage says? It says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. You see, Jesus knew healing people isn't the most important thing in the world. We may think, oh, we want to be healed. We want to be healed. We want to be physically healthy. We want to have no more tears or no more cuts or no more hospitals or no more police. But do you know what? Jesus knows there's something more important than our physical illness. And that's our spiritual life. Our biggest need, as you can see from our first point, is to be forgiven. Now, why is that the case? So let me try and illustrate it this way. You see, the Bible explains to us that he made us to know him and to love him. If you imagine, right up there is God in heaven, and we're down here, and we were made to have a perfect relationship with God. Nothing wrong with it, nothing bad. But do you know what, boys and girls, mums and dads and friends? The fact is, the Bible says that all of us have turned away from God and we've broken our relationship with God. Now, can anyone tell me what the Bible word is for breaking our relationship with God? What's that Bible word? Anyone want to? What is it? It's sin. That's right. Thanks, Joy. It's sin. And the Bible says that all of us have sinned. We've all turned away from God in different kinds of ways. And our relationship with God is broken forevermore. But do you know what? Sometimes we try and do things that make our lives a bit better. We think, I want to get rid of my sin. And maybe I'm going to make lots of cakes. Maybe I'm going to feed lots of cats, like Jigsaw in our funny story. Maybe I'm going to read my Bible, and that will take away my sin. Or maybe I'm going to pray lots of times a day, and that will take away my sin. Or maybe I'm going to go to church and that will take away my sin. Maybe I'll go to a holiday Bible club and that will take away my sin. And all the while, there it is. There's no hiding it. Our sin separates us from God. We try and patch ourselves up, but we can't fix ourselves. We can't do it, boys and girls. That's our first lesson. Our biggest need is to be forgiven. We need to be made friends with God again. But guess what? Here's our second lesson. It's our only hope, which is to trust in Jesus. You see, Jesus doesn't just tell us you need to be forgiven. Listen to what the Bible passage says. This is Luke 5:21 again. Have a look down in your Bibles. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Now remember, if you're a sneaky Pharisee, let's get the sneaky Pharisee glasses on. Sneaky Pharisees, they're spying on Jesus and they don't like Jesus and they hate it when he does things that they think he shouldn't do. And when Jesus says to the man, I forgive you, they say, what are you doing, Jesus? You can't say, I forgive you. Let me try and illustrate it this way. Say I had something really amazing. Look, say I've got these very, very posh binoculars, okay? And say I've got these posh binoculars and I lend them to Joe, my friend Joe Dealey. I'm going to lend Joe my very, very posh binoculars, okay? And while Joe is looking after my very posh binoculars, she accidentally drops them and they shatter. And my binoculars have been ruined. And I'm upset and I'm really sad because they were my very, very special binoculars. And Joe has broken those binoculars. What are you doing?
Don't worry, I've got this.
Joe,
I forgive you.
Excuse me?
It's okay, I've got it. I've forgiven Joe for breaking your binoculars.
Thank you, Alid. So Alid is forgiving Joe for breaking my binoculars. That does not work, does it? That can't work, because who's Alid to forgive Joe? Who should forgive Joe? Me. It's my binoculars. She broke my binoculars. I'm the person who's going to forgive Joe, if anyone. I'll forgive you, Joe. It's okay. Do you know what? Jesus said to the man, I forgive you. And those Pharisees can't believe it. They're really angry because they think, who does Jesus think he is? Only God can forgive our sins. But you're just jumping in like Alan jumps in. Don't worry, I forgive your sins. When Jesus says, I forgive your sins, he is saying, I am God. I've come from God. I've come to make a way for you to be with me in heaven forevermore one day. If you trust in me, our only hope is to trust in Jesus. He is the one who has come to forgive us. You see, the fact is, we've talked about the different ways we try to get right with God. Maybe we try and go to church. Maybe we try to make some cakes. Maybe we try very, very hard. I know, maybe we want to, feed some cats. Maybe we go to the holiday Bible club, perhaps. Maybe we pray. Maybe we invite our friends to church, and we think all these different ways. Maybe if I do all these things, this will definitely make me someone who could be in relationship with God. I could do it. I could earn my way to you, God. But Jesus says, look, you don't have to do anything. You see, when Jesus came and died on the cross, he took the blame for all the wrong things we've done, which means we can be forgiven. You know, the fact is, it was a few days ago, the boys and girls learnt that when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't deserve to die. He didn't need to die. Yet he died on the cross in our place so that we can be forgiven. Now, we've left our paralyzed man still lying on the floor, or lying on his mat, and he's lying there, and Jesus said to him, you are forgiven. Now, the Pharisees don't believe it, so where are your Pharisees' glasses? Get the Pharisees, the sneaky Pharisees' glasses down. You don't believe Jesus, that he can really forgive someone. And so, what Jesus does is amazing. He says, I'm going to do something that shows that I have the power. I have the power to forgive, so I'm going to say, young man, get up and walk. And the young man get up, and he walks, and he ran down the path, and everyone was cheering, hooray, celebration! Fantastic. Absolutely amazing. Jesus had the power to forgive the man his sins, and he showed he had the power to do it by healing him. You know, boys and girls, mums and dads, this world is a hard world, and sometimes there are lots of things that make us sad. You've listened brilliantly, and we're going to wrap up now. There are things that make us sad, people getting ill, wars happening, lots of sad things, and lots of things we wish would change. But do you know what? The most important thing is to know God, to be forgiven by Jesus. And if we look to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Please, would you change my heart? Do you know what he'll do? He'll forgive us straight away. And maybe you've done that before. Maybe you've never done it. I'm going to say a very short prayer, and then we're going to sing a closing song just as we wrap up. You've listened so well, and we're going to ask God to help us to look to Jesus. Okay, so let's bow our heads and let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for Holiday Bible Club. We thank you for all we've learned about Jesus this week. We thank you that he has showed us today that our biggest need is to be forgiven, to be welcomed into relationship with God, to have our sins taken away, to have no more shame or guilt. And we thank you that Jesus has the authority, the power to forgive sins, and only he can do it, and therefore he is our only hope. Please, Lord, help us to look to Jesus. We're sorry for what we've done in our lives. We thank you for what you've done, giving your life for us. Help us to trust in you and to know your forgiveness. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.